Blog Talk Radio.
Formulation. I assume that we're on. Dr. Ridley, you there? Well, sister, are you there? I wonder what's going on.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
You? Well, okay. So I think we're waiting on Dr. Ridley to come back and Dr. Ava to come back. Sister Rona saying that we're on. So I assume the show is still going on. And for those that may not know, we did. I have some technical difficulties. We had to get back on the show. So those that are on, we're back, and we will be going for the next 25 to 27 minutes on this show. But we want to go back to you, sister. And before we start the show again, can you let us know and let the listeners know how to get in touch with you, how to get the book? Any websites or social media that people can go to learn more about what you've been discussing tonight?
Yes, sir, definitely. The book can be purchased either at RaisingBlackMillionaires.com or be purchased at Amazon.com. And we look forward to, I hope that if anyone goes to Amazon, they're able to take a couple of moments leave a rating for the book so we can make it an Amazon bestseller. And then for the audiobook, the book is actually, it started off as an audiobook. So you can actually hear my conversations with the millionaires and with the one billionaire. Then if you wanted to get that, then you can also get that from Amazon.com or anywhere where digital music is sold, so CD Baby or Tidal, is it Spotify? I keep forgetting that, but anywhere where digital music is sold.
And then I'm on now as well. I don't know, if Dr. Ridley, are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
Oh, okay. Because I had called back in on the host line and called the guest line. I mean, a caller. I had to call back in a few times. That's the point.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, I'm back, and I'm glad, Sister Tia, you're giving that information. Let's see. If we wanted to catch a couple more callers who held for a while on the previous show. And one of those is Sister Ula, who's
praise Ula.
Oh, Allahu Akbar. I am so glad to be on. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The sister
oh, you're
that's
welcome,
on
welcome,
now.
Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, this couldn't come at a better time. I really need support. You know how when Allah blesses us with money, we don't keep it 24 hours. And I was going to ask her, is there someone, or you, Sister Ava, is there someone in the nation who is a financial planner that aids believers in not making irrational mistakes with money?
Sister Tia?
Well, in terms of overall financial services that will help you to devise a better plan for your money, to really leverage your money, I would recommend checking New Republic, newrepublic.com.
What was that? I couldn't hear the beginning of it. There's a lot of noise in the background. You said republic.com?
New N U Republic R E P U B L I C .com. Just because we know the person who founded that company, and we understand that it's all about providing financial services for the underprivileged communities, and the services are phenomenal. So in that sense, yes. I actually am putting together a resource list on RaisingBlackMillionaires.com that lists some services such as financial services for financial planning. One of the brothers who is in the book, Shannon Dowda, he is an up-and-coming millionaire in the making, and his platform is all about helping people to establish efficient budgets and life plans for their money, especially if you have some money that you are expecting coming in, or you just simply want to better manage the money that you have. He's a great source. If you want to send me an email at Tia, T-H-I.
Well, what I'm going to do, can I just give you my email address? Do you have a pencil? Or if not, I'll have to get up.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Let me
see. Please. If you can send me an email at Lettie, L-E-T-T-I-E, .McCall@yahoo.com.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to give you my phone. I'm going to give you my phone number in case the devil won't let the call go through. It's 313.
Is this Arona? Want to get that offline?
Oh, that doesn't
Sister
matter.
Rona, Sister Rona will get it from you.
Okay, that'll work.
Yeah, Sister Yula, we'll get that too.
And then she'll
get
that.
Okay, well, thank you. I don't want to tag up too much time because I know other callers want to get in, but I did a lot of cooking. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Praise be to Allah. All right, we're going to... There was a comment I wanted to make on that, but it'll come back to me. Okay, we have Brother John has a comment, and we're trying to get his line open. Brother John?
Salaam
alaikum. Walaikum salam.
Hello. Salaam alaikum. How y'all feeling tonight?
We're fine, sir. How are you?
This is such a beautiful, beautiful show, Ava. You don't know how you just helped the minister so greatly just even having this show. You're going to be blessed so much, and everyone there.
Crazy.
It's really odd. I was having this conversation the last 3 days with fellow Muslims, and three things came up. One, I was telling them about my grandfather telling me about money. My grandfather died about 10 years old. He was 95 years old. He was a sharecropper. Had his own farm, but was stolen twice. But I'm saying all that to say this here. We wasn't allowed to have money back then. He was telling me how, you know, it was really hard for black people to have money. And he had brothers and sisters that were so scared of the white man that they would let the white man hold their money when he paid them. And when they would go back to get their money for something, he'd say, well, you didn't have that much. I mean, it's just, so this thing has just been passed down. And, you know, we, instead of looking at money as a tool, we look at it as something other than a tool. And I just wanted to, and I say to raise children, I say I'm raising adults. They're already children. So I try to keep the language to where they're, I mean, I don't talk to them like they're my age, but mine said that eventually it will be where I'm at. But one of the things that came up was that about China. China, they said by the year 2025 or 2030, 20% of their population will be millionaires. They have a billion people there, a billion people. So, and I was like, really? He was like, yeah, 20%. So the aspect of money and how we're taught and to look at it as being that it's a tool, we don't even see it like that. And this is so good that you're even bringing this up so that the conversation can be spoken of, and like buying things and telling children, you know. Once I went to Korea for the 88 Olympics, and one of the guys over there took me to the Nike shop where they make the Nikes. And when I saw that a pair of Jordans cost $6, I came back and told my son, I'm not buying you a pair of Jordans for $200. It's not going to happen.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. I would give $70, and you got to earn the rest of the money. Period. And the things that I agree with, those three, the things that you were teaching, you know, the music, the athletics, and the language, it makes you such a well-rounded person. And that was one of the things that I really loved about Minister Farrakhan, is that how he was so well-rounded. And when I came into the mosque, Minister Amos was telling me that I was well-rounded. I didn't even really realize it because I went to private school all my life, and I didn't really, and I studied all that. But I realized that that's why the minister can go in and out of any circle, and that's why the people who are millionaires can go in and out of any circle, because there's nothing that can come up with it when you have those three studies under your belt that you can't talk about, because it makes you a critical thinker. So that's the thing I try to concentrate on. And when I heard Honorable Elijah Muhammad say think five times, well, that's critical thinking. So whenever I talk to people, I say think about it. Ask questions, who, what, when, where, why, and how. Children, and if you do that, you can be in your closet or on the top of the pyramid and apply those five critical thinking skills. Corporations pay millions of dollars to people to come in and teach their people critical thinking skills. And if you can think critically, then there's nothing that you can't do, from money to this show to writing a book. And thank you so much, sister, for bringing that out. I really appreciate it. And may Allah bless you to write many more books and to have a teaching session on this. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam. And, you know, I thank you for that call, sir. And sister, Tia is a blessing to us. And you know, we need to have as many authors as possible, because since the new world will not be patterned after the old one, we don't want our children. I don't want to have to take my grandson through books and then have to filter what's true and what isn't.
Right.
You know. You know, I want him to study Dr. Ridgely books, you know, Sister Tia's books, along with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the books that are about to be released through Minister Farrakhan. But, you know, Brother raised an excellent, he made me remember one thing I wanted to point out with these three areas of study. And, you know, the minister in Study Guide 21 speaks extensively on the importance of teaching our children to master subjects and not be mastered by the subject, because that's another psychological game that white people play on us that we have fallen into. You know, math is hard. You know, my daughter Sherelle starting her freshman year in one of our city colleges here at Olive Harvey, and she had said to me, and she's studying criminal justice and aviation, looking at a career as an air traffic controller. Because I told her, you know, we need people to do useful things
Right.
You know, to build a name. We can't all just sit around and talk. Okay.
Right.
So
right.
We don't want to have, you know, airlines and airports and then have to go ask white people, could they control the traffic? And
that's right.
Things, you know, and that's how I talk to Mona, in that fashion. Whatever it is you want to do, you go do that, but do it with a mindset of your own, in the context of your own.
Right.
But, you know, Brother was talking about thinking, critical thinking, and when you said, Sister Tia, it's a mindset, that's our problem, is our minds have been emptied out, and the content or the inventory of our mind is our thoughts. And as the minister teaches us, we think about white people day and night.
Right.
We think about producing for them. We think about whether or not they will approve or disapprove of something that
right.
we do. And even in the nation, you know, we're making the idea of the white man as our enemy our organizing principle. And that's not the organizing principle. That's an awareness you have to have, and the science of war, because they're a natural enemy. But they're not the principle around which we were brought into existence, but we've made them that. And so even the way we talk, like if we want to learn something, oh, that's you got that from the devil. Well, everything the devil has, he got from us.
Right.
Right.
In the first place.
Right.
It goes all the way back to the beginning of what Sister Tia said, that we don't need them. They need us.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's
like
really what we're demonstrating through these teachings. But go ahead, ma'am.
No, I'm so sorry. I was just thinking, I don't care whether Hillary or Trump wins. I'm trying to move away. I'm trying to separate. I'm trying to be on land of my own, because it's being destroyed
exactly.
anyway. And so, yes, ma'am, I just was very with what you were saying.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know,
and the minister said he's not voting for either one of them.
That's right.
Either one.
He's,
right.
But yet you have a Roland Martin condemning Nick Cannon and another brother because they said the same thing. We're not voting for either of them. Both of them are unacceptable to us. See, and as we're saying, we're ready to move on. We're
yeah.
done.
This relationship no longer serves me.
In any way.
It's toxic. Right. Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know,
yeah.
the battered wife syndrome, you know.
Yes.
Right, right.
And what he does is makes her lose her confidence. And this is what the system is set up for us not to have confidence in ourselves. And the type of things Satya is talking about, and George Fraser, and the minister, and Minister Ava is talking about, all this is to give us confidence. If you are a master of something, you know you go eat. You know what I'm saying? If you are a master
right.
of something, you know you go eat. So therefore, you don't have to take crap if you are a master. But if you don't have, you don't know how to do anything, if you're just mediocre, then you gotta worry. So if you master something, you can always eat. Like me, I can always go back to some things I know how to do. You know, when I'm getting
right.
sold off the farm, there's some other things I can do. Okay.
Right.
So therefore, I don't have to have fear about getting sold off the farm. But many of us, we walk around in fear of the next move, the next moment, because we don't have confidence. We have not mastered anything, and it's so important to start your children off with that feeling that they can master three things, at least one thing, be the master of it, so that you ain't have to worry about nobody punking you out.
No, that's exactly right. Now, Sister Tia, a few weeks ago we were blessed through Sister Rona to add to Elevated Places our international correspondent. That's Brother Ruben, who is from Australia and calls in from there. And so we're blessed that we were able to get him on this evening. Brother Ruben, are you with us?
Assalamu alaikum. Sister Ava Mohammed and everyone else on the panel. How are you all?
We're fine, sir. Sorry so late getting you on, but we've had some difficulties. But we're glad you called back in.
That's not a problem at all. I always break into my Friday here. We're 15 hours ahead, so I always break into my Friday to tune in and be at one with the believers and all the listeners. So greetings to all the listeners and to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I'm loving the show so much.
Well, we love you. We love you all very much.
Now, this is a really interesting topic that you got on today. I know time is short. I wanted to speak a little bit about the minister's lecture on October 30th, but I'm going to save that for next week because I know time is short, and I want to stay on the topic. But I'm loving what Sister Tia is doing. All praise is due to Allah for your work. Good to hear from you, and I believe you're one of our scientists in business with a desire in helping the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So it's so good to hear from you. Now, for myself, this is very personal because I've been in business since I was 19 years old here in Australia. So I'm loving everything I'm hearing. And I mean, we could have a business show, I think, every week just to get our people in tune and elevating into the thinking of, you know, becoming black millionaires. Because one of the most important things is that business is a life activity of the nations. And if we're going to be in our own independent nation, we better quickly learn the science of business and begin trading with one another. Just very briefly, in my early days of studying our Supreme Wisdom lessons, I always had a hunch that the science of business is coded in our lessons, and there's not time to get into it now, but I just wanted to make that point, and I was blessed about 10 years ago to confirm some of that when I got on a plane from Australia. I ended up in Mexico with Mother Tainara Mohammed, and we were in the jungles of Mexico next to the pyramids, and she broke down a lot of things for us. So that's something, I guess, when we have more time, I can share with the listeners. But I just wanted to touch on one point. One of the other brothers, I didn't catch his name, but he spoke about China. I've been to China myself, and China is a very important part of the world economy. In fact, I believe it's the largest economy in the world right now, even has passed the United States. Now, here in Australia, one of the things on a practical level that is actually being done, they teach all the children in primary school the option of learning Chinese because China is actually Australia's largest trading partner. So one of the things we're going to have to think about, consider seriously as well as Muslims, is if we're going to be involved in not just local trade or national trade, but international trade, there's 1.5 billion Chinese, and most of them don't speak English. So one out of every four people in this world are Chinese, and we're going to need to do business with them, and we need to be able to speak and interact with them in their language so we can do better business and deal directly, so that way we can build wealth for us, our nation, and the future generations. I love you all. I'm going to jump off. If you have any questions, please go ahead. Otherwise, I will speak with you next week. I love you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, and we'll make sure we get to you early in the program. But that's our international correspondent, Brother Reuben. We're down to five minutes and 20 seconds. I wanted to get some closing commentary from Sister Tia, and I want to say one more time that's raisingblackmillionaires.com. Raisingblackmillionaires.com. But Sister Tia, we wanted to get a couple more pearls from you.
Oh, wow. I was really looking forward to hearing what the brother had to say about the ministry.
Well, he'll
lecture.
Be back on next Thursday.
Week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
He's on with us weekly, and we're just thrilled. We're just thrilled because this is global. You know, just like we talked earlier about not limiting ourselves to jobs and not limiting ourselves to two or three fields of endeavor, we also got to break out of this, our people, out of the mindset of the only place we can live and breathe is the continental United States, which really was referred to by our people as the wilderness. We never lived here. Okay.
That's right. First part.
Okay, this is the least desirable. As beautiful as it is, it is undesirable. The climate, everything about it. And particularly now that all this murder and rape and enslavement has taken place, Master Father Muhammad said all of the atoms over the continental United States are dead. So
that's
pretty bad.
You know, it really just makes me think about Sister Melva and Brother Isaiah in Houston at the mosque down there. They blessed us with the opportunity of hosting their son this past summer in our home while he did an internship. And this young man was so impressive because he speaks Spanish fluently because they, a group of believers went down to, what country was that? I can't remember the country. I'm so sorry. But it was a Spanish-speaking country that they went to. And he graduated, by the way, from Elevated Places School down there that's run by Sister Melva and Sister Waikiki.
Yeah.
And so this young man was a part of a group of believers who traveled to this country and stayed 6 weeks. And all they did was speak Spanish. Now, this young man, he's 19, he has a mindset that he's already planned that he's not interested in settling down in the United States. His goal is to raise his family and begin his life in perhaps Colombia, where he said, where there are Spanish-speaking people who look like me, who are my complexion.
Yes. Yes.
And so he has the expansion of mind, the limitless way of thought that helps him to understand as a black man, you are universal. The whole
Precisely.
Planet really does belong to you.
That's
and
right.
So it really works. That's really the bottom line,
exactly.
Dr. Ava. The concepts that are expressed in this book, and just in, you know, it's not for me. It's so not about selling the book. If I can just say, I had no intentions of doing a book. I did a book because I felt that if I didn't, Allah would whip me.
Yes.
And so
I
felt like it was my obligation,
right.
And
yes.
My opportunity to serve him and help his minister in a way that I've been praying to get clarity on in the first place. And so I pray to Allah that this book, just volume one, I pray that it helps us to allow ourselves to be let go so that we can really help the minister. You know,
yes.
So that we can really make this nation building thing a reality, beyond what we currently exercise, and we do well, but we could do a lot better.
That's
and so
right.
I'm just grateful. Again, I'm very grateful. I'm truly humbled. I know that I speak with passion. My husband tells me all the time.
Well, we appreciate you, and we're down to about 20 seconds, so let me thank you. Sister Tia Muhammad, RaisingBlackMillionaires.com is the website. Dr. Rizzi Muhammad, Brother Terrence Muhammad, Sister Rona Muhammad, all of those logged in, all of those who call in every week and make this forum such a wonderful place for us to come together. And Allah, God willing, we'll be together next week. And as Dr. Rizzi said, we will have heard from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan this Saturday, Charleston, South Carolina. Assalamu alaikum.
Like small.
Thank you for listening to and participating in Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Be sure to join us right here every Thursday at blogtalkradio.com/Elevated Places. If you have enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new world.